From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Korean voters are choosing a replacement for ousted President Park Geun-hye, caught up in a corruption scandal. She was impeached and removed from office in March. Official misconduct, slowing economic growth, and relations with North Korea top voter concerns.
저 나름대로 제가 가진 비전.
People's Party presidential candidate An Chul-soo cast his ballot early Tuesday, insisting he did his best to explain his vision, policies, and values. Pre-election polls show Democratic Party of Korea candidate Moon Jae-in about 20 points ahead of his rivals. He's promised to tackle corruption, increase spending to create jobs, and engagement with North Korea. Stephen Norper is senior director of the Korea Society and a Columbia University professor.
Incentives in terms of economic incentives and trying to find a way to deal with the North that is more pro-engagement. But Moon Jae-in has also conditioned that by saying that they'll need to see results from the North in exchange for the types of economic incentives that North Korea might be seeking.
The winning candidate expected to be sworn in Wednesday. The UN Monday warned that spreading ethnic violence is driving people from their homes in droves in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Rain Paulson said nearly 4 million have been displaced, with the worst situation in the five provinces making up the Kasai region.
The latest number we have for IDPs within those five provinces is now at 1.27 million. That's an increase of 100,000 in the last week. These numbers, I think you'll agree, are shocking and dramatic.
Paulson warned that nearly 2 million children under the age of five suffer from severe and acute malnutrition. He said disease, including cholera, yellow fever, and measles, has aggravated the situation. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is set to meet his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov here in Washington Wednesday on world hotspots, including Ukraine and Syria. The meeting comes as Moscow, Turkey, and Iran push creation of the four so-called de-escalation zones to ease the six-year conflict in Syria. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal is skeptical.
So far, it's not entirely clear how the de-escalation zones will work. Basically, the assumption is that the three, four parties who are there at this moment actively involved will carve out areas and provide protection, quote-unquote, for people to move in and protect and be protected against violence. The point really is, what happens next?
He said the opposition has not been involved and questions what role the U.S. would play. Egypt Monday said its security forces killed eight members of the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood before they could carry out terrorist acts. The Interior Ministry said its forces were fired on at an undisclosed location in the south. Their return fire killed the eight gunmen. French President-elect Emmanuel Macron faces huge challenges dealing with the economy, relations with the European Union, and security. But Nabila Ramadani, political commentator and journalist, said the most pressing matter is securing a working majority for his fledgling En Marche movement in the National Assembly elections held next month.
So that he can effectively govern and push through his reforms. He's very much aware that France has deep-seated institutional problems and indeed structural problems. And he wants to effectively reduce the size of a vast civil service while encouraging wealth creators and entrepreneurs in particular through tax reductions.
Mr. Macron Sunday won 66% of the vote to the National Front, Marine Le Pen's 34%. Liberia's Minister of Health Monday said samples from four victims of a mysterious illness resulted in positive tests for a type of meningitis that is highly contagious. Nearly 30 cases of the illness have been reported, including a dozen deaths. The government is investigating options for mass vaccinations. The Christian governor of Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, has been sentenced to 2 years in prison on blasphemy charges. A court found Basuki Dahaja Purnama, known as Ahok, guilty of blaspheming the Quran. Prosecutors recommended a 2-year suspended sentence. The maximum penalty is 5 years. A former acting U.S. Attorney General told Senate lawmakers in Washington Monday she warned the White House that former National Security Advisor and retired General Michael Flynn could have been vulnerable to blackmail following contacts with Russia's ambassador. But Sally Yates declined to explain why, citing classified documents. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.